Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Kyra. How can I help you today?
Right. Yeah, I'm calling about an order that I haven't received. I ordered over 3 months ago. And this is the fourth time I've called on it.
Okay. You can provide me with your zip code.
64130.
Yeah, first and last name.
Tammy Agnew, A-G-N-E-W.
Okay. To confirm that this is correct, could you go ahead and verify your shipping address?
2600 Slope Parkway, Apartment 508, Kansas City, Missouri, 64130.
They have a 2600 Dr. Martin Luther King Drive.
Yeah, they switched the address on us and didn't tell us.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, as I do take a look here at the account, they have you here, excuse me. They have you here for the Center Smooth CBD gummies and the oil.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. So, you entered the trial period. Are you referring to the shipment that you placed an order for back in December?
Yep. They delivered it to the wrong house that I hadn't lived in over 20 years, which I don't know how they got that address the first time. And
okay.
I never gave them that address.
One moment while I take a look at the notes listed onto your account.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. I do see that you previously contacted customer service and to have your shipping address updated to the current address that we have at this moment. And you were offered a reshipment on the items, and you still haven't received anything?
Nope. That's why I'm calling.
Okay. Well, at this moment, you did confirm that the shipping address is correct that we have here listed available for you. So the only other thing that I'm advised to do is just offer a reshipment on the items, because I'm not sure why you didn't receive it the second time when your shipping address was updated.
I don't know. It's been 3 months. It's getting a little ridiculous. I got my money, but I haven't got my shipment.
Because in order for the wrong address to, for the shipment to be issued to the wrong address, well, the previous address, it would have had to been put in. So I'm not sure why it was delivered.
Well, that's the address they give us. They didn't tell us they changed the address, you know.
Yes, ma'am, I understand. But customer service, we wouldn't be aware. So we just ship
and
it to what we have in the system.
You know? So... that's not my fault that the apartment complex keeps changing our address.
Yes, ma'am. I understand that. I'm just stating that we wouldn't be informed, like, once it's shipped, we just ship it to what we have in the system.
Right. And I still get my mail at 2600 Slope Parkway.
Okay. Well, at this moment, I stated what I'm able to do is issue a reshipment on the items.
Hopefully it won't take 3 months.
One moment, and I'll be right with you to further assist you, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. So at this moment, the reshipment on those products has been issued as of today. They should be shipped out as soon as today, if not today, tomorrow, and they can take up to 3 to 4 business days to get to you. And if you don't receive anything within that time period, you can just call customer service back, and then someone will get something further situated, hopefully to further assisting the problem that's keep occurring.
Okay, the next time I call back, they can just credit my card because I'm done. This is ridiculous. This has been over 3 months that I've been dealing with this. You know.
Oh, okay.
I would clear it back in January or December. And here is February.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. That's all we can do.
Oh, okay. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.